Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana.
And we're back with more advice and some non-scale wins and yeah, anything new, Jordana?
In my life?
In your life, yeah.
Since when?
Since last Sunday. Okay.
Probably not a ton. I'm, you know, nearing the crunch time for this wedding of mine. I'm starting to get a little anxious, but I think it's all going to be fine. Did you feel that way about your wedding?
I was mostly like anxious that something would go wrong, as I always am.
Right.
But yeah, I was okay. I was just like mostly excited and like, let's get the show on the road. Like, let's go.
Right. You know? No, I am feeling like that. Well, it's funny. I was like, I like love the idea. The whole reason we did the destination wedding is we love the idea of like everyone being together for a whole weekend. I feel like you get like a sense of like, oh, everyone's like on vacation together and like enjoying themselves and like can really like have like the time to like have fun conversations, drinking and not drinking. But now I'm like, oh my God, these people are going to be like in my care for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they're really more in like your party planner's care.
Right.
You know what I mean? No one's going to bother you. No one's going to be like, Jordana, it's not my problem.
Right.
Like if they are, it's just kind of annoying. Yeah, no, I'm very excited. I discovered that I actually have 3 days booked at Nizuke after your wedding that I forgot about.
That's so funny.
So I think I'm going to cancel them just because like it's fine. I don't know if we need to go, but yeah, they're booked.
So you're going to go home then?
We're staying till Monday anyway. I have the Ondas booked from Thursday to Monday, and then I have Nizu booked from Monday to like Wednesday.
Oh my god! So you're also going on a mini moon after my wedding?
Yeah,
I'm staying till Wednesday, but like you are too. That's really fun.
Are we going to be on the same flight home? Although our flights are only for the don't have the Nizu days included.
That's probably
so. Like, I think I'm just going to cancel. Although maybe we should go. Well, you're not going to Nizu.
I'm not going to Nizu. I'm going to Unico.
Okay, well, you know, if we ever make it out of the compound, if I do end up staying and we ever make it. Here's the thing. Like, I think I already paid.
Is it non-refundable?
I don't know. It probably is refundable.
Sammy, the trip planner, don't lose your edge. You were on such a good streak from your honeymoon.
I mean, look, a lot of that involves plan, scheduling, unscheduling. You know, you got to just be willing to. A lot of moving parts. Yeah. So I'm very excited for your wedding.
Thank you.
I think it's going to be a great time. You know, we've had, I think it's going to be awesome. Also, I loved learning that it was fewer people.
Yeah. Well, now we got the final RSVPs in. I think it's going to be like 88.
Okay. That sounds like a lucky number.
So that's good. I think it was like where I wanted to be.
I think that's perfect number. I think, you know, I'm just very excited. It's a great crew. I'm like,
I've got some fun stuff planned.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So let's do non-scale win.
Okay. So my non-scale win is I'm trying to like be more aware of my drinking and like not just do it, just drink. I want to like think about drinking, I think, before I do it. Mm-hmm. So, and admittedly, that's like health and other like, and also just like the way that it affects me. So I've been doing that for the past couple of weeks. And this weekend I didn't drink because like, well, Mike was making a martini and then he was like, do you want one? And I was kind of like, I actually don't really feel like I want one. Like normally I would just like do it because he's doing it. Do you know what I mean? I would just like drink just because like it's there and he's doing it and it's like easy. But I think I like asked myself in that moment, like, do I actually want a drink or is it like just here? Right. And it was just there. So I didn't. And so I was proud that I like looked within myself to find the answer.
Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, I
intuitive drinking.
Honestly, since like Alexa stopped drinking, and I also read that book, not so that I could get myself to quit drinking, but because like I don't really drink that much. But since she like obviously stopped, I feel like, and like talking to her about it and everything, like I'm more, and also reading that book, I'm like more aware of like why I'm drinking or like when or like how I mm-hmm. drink. Like last night I went to dinner with Avi and my friend Marcy, and like it was just like natural to me, like, oh, like look at the drink menu. And I was like, and when the waiter came and was like, do you guys want any drinks? I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna and I like almost ordered one. But then they were like both not having one. I was like, you know what, like they're not having one, I'm not gonna have one either. And it's just like my drinking is so affected by like what are other people totally. Doing around me and like what is the situation, and not by like whether I want to drink. I don't actually even like drinking. I hate the taste of alcohol. It makes me want to throw up, or it makes me like sober.
I think there's certain moments where I'm like, a drink is like, would be like really nice right now. Or like, you know, certain events like weddings or like things where I'm kind of like, this experience would be enhanced by like a drink or five.
but yeah, no, I look like, obviously like, drinking is fun. Like it's obviously like fun, but then I wonder like, is it fun because like we just always do it and we always like are used to doing it, or is it actually
Well, I'll give
fun?
You, I feel like at weddings, right? I drink a good amount and I have a really fun time dancing. And I might be like a little bit more aware of how I like looked when I was dancing, or like, am I, you know, my moves like not great, or like, is this like embarrassing? Do you know what I mean? Whereas I do feel like in that experience, a few drinks makes me feel like I'm a little more free to like move my body that way.
Right. No, I totally, yeah, I totally know what you mean. Like it makes you like not care as much. Like it makes you cognizant that other people aren't like paying as much attention because they're drinking. Right. So it's like, it definitely like is a social like loosener. Mm-hmm. Like it definitely, but then sometimes I'm in situations like, okay, like Ariel's bridal shower. Like my first instinct was to like go to the bar and get like a spritz. But like, as I'm drinking and I'm like, I don't feel this. I don't. Right.
Well, that's a good example.
This is watery. Of like- I don't need this. We're, and I didn't have another one. It was just like, okay, why did I could have just gotten a Diet Coke.
Right. And I think those are like the instances where you're like, it's like again, it's like bringing it back to intuitiveness. Like, I think it's about like thinking about like the moment, the place, like, what is this going to do for me? Is this actually something I want? So trying to think about it more that way. And it's kind of like, yeah, with like, I don't need to have like a martini on my couch to watch like a movie.
Yeah.
Really. But like,
right.
But like sometimes after a long day, if we like have a bottle of wine together, like that actually does feel nice and it feels like cozy and it adds to like a certain vibe. And like sometimes I think it's like nice. So I think that's what I've been trying to do and think about.
Yeah. Drinking adds to the ambiance in a lot of situations, like cooking dinner on like a cold night and like having a glass of red wine with it. Like, I think there's moments where it like feels really good. And then there's moments where I'm just doing it because like, it seems like the obvious thing to do.
Totally. What's your non-scale win?
My non-scale win is that I played tennis again today, this morning. I woke up early. I got myself to the tennis courts at 119th Street. I drove there.
Oh, wow. It's so hard to find a tennis court in the city.
It is so hard to find a tennis court.
I've tried this before.
Yeah. And it's impossible because like there's nothing available ever. And like you need a permit. If you have a permit, you can book it. It's just
in the city. Yeah. And the suburbs, you can just go to a high school on the weekends and like play there.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like joining one of those like indoor places for the winter.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I was like,
you can come.
I'm like very bad at tennis, but I do like playing it. But I need to play with someone who's like on my level of like not bad, but trying, or like bad, but like trying to improve and like can still get it over the net. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like tennis is like, you need to be well matched.
I feel like you should take a lesson.
I should take a lesson.
Oh, well, honestly, you could use our pro. I'll take it with you.
Who's our pro? Like you and Avi's pro?
Me and Alexa took them together.
Oh, wow.
So his name is Sam. He's great. You can come if you want to come. I mean, you're actually, you live kind of far. Like, really.
Right.
It would take you 2 hours to get there. But we could play a different time.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of when I'm thinking about like the suburbs, I think about like taking tennis lessons. Like when I think about moving to the suburbs, that's what I think about.
Yeah. But you could take them now.
I know, but I kind of like the vibe of like, you know, you drive there and maybe it's like an out. I love that it's out. I love that it's outdoors. Like the indoor court isn't as appealing to me. I like the idea of like being outside and like running with like in a game. You know, I love games. Like I think I play with Mike sometimes, but he's so much better than me. So it's not very fun because he won't let me win. So I just lose game after game after game.
Why don't you just like hit the ball?
Because I like, you know me, like I'm obsessed with games and I need it to be a game.
I think you'll get better if you just like hit it back and forth. Like
we do that in the beginning. Like we do like a little bit of that. He'll give me like some tips here and there, but like I prefer games. I think they're like,
yeah, I prefer not games. I prefer to just like hit it back and forth, but you can take a lesson with Sam and he'll,
maybe I'll do that if I can manage to get all the way to the upper west side.
Maybe. Oh, well, I want to take one on the east side. I want to just move, by the way. I want to take one over here next time, but we'll see. Yeah. So that's my non-scale win. I was so tired today on the court that I was not tired, but truly winded and exhausted that I chugged water and then I vomited it on the court. And I was just like, look away.
Are you okay?
It was embarrassing. Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I recovered a second later.
You were like on the tennis team in high school, no?
Yeah, I was first singles. I was really good on JV.
Okay, so I couldn't play with you. You'd probably be like way better than me.
No, we wouldn't play a game. We would just hit it back and forth and you get better. Sammy,
I don't think you understand. I'd like need to play a game.
Why? Because
it's just like, that's what I like about it. Otherwise, like I'll just work out.
You don't like have to do it competitively. Like it's
but do you understand? Like that's the appeal for me. The appeal is like the game, okay, and like the winning and losing.
Really? Even if you're losing.
Even if I'm losing, I still prefer to like be in the game. I want to do doubles because that's a more manageable like amount of like court space for me to be in charge of.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a like Zabi play tennis.
A doubles. Yeah, but oh my God, I can't play with him because his shots are so fucking cheap. I literally won't play with him. He beats me 6-0 because he does these annoying ass like spinny shots that like, not the serves, the shots. Like he has so much backspin on his hits that I won't play with him. Like it's so horrible.
Mike does that too. So maybe they can do that on each other and we can do like a...
It's like, okay, it's like they're like cheap shots that like... bounce backwards over the net. It's like, I can't play with you. I'll find somewhere else. It's boring.
Okay.
No, we could play. Like, I just can't play with him. Although, if we're on the same team.
No, because then we'll lose because they'll both do those annoying shots.
Maybe they could just do those to each other.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why you're losing so badly because of the annoying shots. Like, I'm good at tennis and I'm losing to him because of his spin.
Right.
So. Yeah. Anyway, should we do an audience non-scale win?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'll read it. Hello, ladies. First, I want to say I love your podcast. You are so relatable, entertaining, and completely honest. Thank you. I also think your guests on the pod are amazing. Jordana, that's you. I appreciate how you interview real experts in their fields, like first board certified dermatologists and actual credentialed dietitians, just like Jordana.
I have a college degree.
Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in public policy. I have a non-scale win to share. I'm getting married in 2 weeks. Congrats. Over the past year, while browsing Instagram, dress designer websites, etc., I definitely start to feel like I should lose weight for my wedding. Well, you only have 2 weeks. My main source of low self-esteem came from the fact that all the brides and wedding Instagram accounts are long and lean, and I am 5 feet tall and curvy slash muscular. I literally didn't want to buy a dress with a long train because I felt guilty that I would need them to hem it to the correct length, which would cut off so much beautiful fabric. Girl, you don't need to worry about that. All right.
What does that have to do with her body?
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Because she's feeling badly that she's short. They have to cut the dress. I mean, that's what they're there for. Throughout the summer, I've been doing CrossFit workouts, running outside and eating like a normal person. I put on some muscle and weight from doing CrossFit, but I feel strong and mentally in a good place because of the intense workout sessions. I realized that literally no one cares how big my shoulders are or how muscular my butt is, and that they will be at our wedding simply to eat and drink and have a good time. Since realizing that, I'm now much less self-conscious about my short, muscular frame. You don't need to be 5'10 and 115 pounds to look beautiful on your wedding day. You sure don't. Love a short bride bitch. I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, the wedding dress situation can be so challenging. Right. It really can.
And the best part about wedding dresses is they like tailor them to fit your body. Like you don't like.
Well, not if you feel guilty about getting them hemmed.
Right. But I mean, you shouldn't, because that's like the whole point. Like that's the best part about the dress, is that like they make it around your body. Not like the other way around. I mean,
totally. How did you enjoy wedding dress shopping?
I don't really like shopping in general.
Okay.
Like I'm not a big fan of shopping in general. Did I like wedding dress shopping? It was like,
did it give you any like inadequate feelings of inadequacy, or did you feel like this is great?
No, I mean, it wasn't about the inadequacy. I was just like, oh, these are so expensive. This is like kind of stupid.
Of course.
Yeah. I was like, this is like, I was more like, this seems like such an inefficient purchase.
I mean, I think it's like the most efficient purchase because that is what you're wearing that day. Every single photo, you are the center of.
Right. But you can't wear it again.
Yeah, but so what? Think about it as decor. They're in your photos forever.
I know. I wish I had your mental ability to like rationalize those.
Purchase.
That was the hardest part about it.
I can help you out anytime you need
with
help
with an irrational purchase, getting convinced into
I can explain why any purchase is rational.
I did get convinced into an irrational purchase, and I did buy the dress that I really wanted, which was very expensive. So I got over that mental hump, and my dress came in. So I'm excited to get it to go to like the fitting, and do all like that part I'm more excited about. I don't love browsing for like dresses and going through all the different, I find it very boring also personally.
Oh, I loved that. I loved wedding dress shopping, and it's not like even most of the dresses could not even zip up on me. But if that's like, you know, I know that's like a big concern for people about that, but like honestly I thought it was so fun.
I was so excited to like pick one. I was like, I can't wait to just pick one and like not have to keep going back to these places.
Oh, I wanted to keep going back to more places.
Even after I picked one, I unfollowed every dress like thing that I had, just so I could feel like very confident in my decision, and like unfollowed every other dress company so that I was like not even thinking about anything else. And I was like, great, this is done.
Oh my gosh, I'm still following all of them because I'm just like, oh, like this is like, I just enjoy looking at them.
Such a different mentality. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. Dear DST, first, I want to thank you guys for your honesty and vulnerability. I've never been stick thin, but since COVID, I've gained some weight. When it comes to dating, my biggest insecurity is my body, specifically my stomach. I feel like I'm thin enough to fool guys from the outside that I'm semi-thin, but when it comes to taking off our clothes in the bedroom, I start to feel insecure. I know that insecurity is not attractive or sexy, so I try my hardest to be confident, but I can't help but hide parts of my body with the sheets or with my hands. How do I be more confident in the bedroom? Can guys really tell when I'm insecure? Is it immediately a turnoff? Also, if I ever shower with a guy in the morning or they see my body in the daylight, I'm immediately insecure about my stomach and I'm like, oh shit, they found out I'm chubby. Also, why do guys like to grab your stomach? Back off. Thank you, girls. Love you both. Self-conscious, but want to be confident, bitch. I feel like we're back to the same question.
It's interesting that she's like so self-conscious about this thing. And then she's at the same time saying like, why do guys want to grab your stomach? It's like, they want to grab your stomach because they want to grab your body because they're like happy to be there and because they like love your body. So like, it's almost right, like the more annoying part. Like, I don't like when people are trying to like touch. It's like, if you were turned off by something or not, or like thought it was unattractive, you wouldn't want to touch it or like grab it. Right. So to me, like that, I would embrace probably, as a sign, like the guy, like anyone who's in bed with you, like wants to be there and like likes what they're looking at. Like, you don't think there's like much of like tricking or like, you know what I mean? Like,
right. I also think like, just as someone who has been thinner and gained a lot of weight, the things that you notice about your body when you're whatever weight you are, like they're not noticeable, like to a stranger or totally. To like, not even a stranger, but just like, not you. Like there, like people, other people are not focusing on like your slight protruding stomach or like the fact that like,
not at all. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, whatever. They're just not focusing on it. Like, you're focusing on it because of society has made you focus on it, but like, it's actually not like, it's not noticeable to the extent you think it is.
Yeah. That's and to me, I feel like I don't think you have to fake a confidence. It's more like what I would do if I were you is I would like walk around my apartment, assuming you don't have roommates, like naked, get like acquainted with your naked body and like start to notice all the things that you love about it. And like, to me that was like, I feel like that's like a,
what if they don't love, what if they don't love anything about it?
I'm sure there's one part of their body that they really like. And even if they're not, they don't like it yet. I think the more you see something, the more you like it. Forgot what effect that's called. I think there's a sense of like the
familiarity.
You know what I mean? Saying like the more you hear a song, the more you start to like it, even if it's like subconscious. Like if you're hiding your body from yourself, I do feel like that will add you to like feel like you need to hide it from someone that you're dating or someone that you're with. But I almost feel like the mere exposure effect. I think that was it.
Yes. Yeah. Also like, if you are not in a place where you're going to like love something about your body, like I think it's fine. You can just be neutral towards it. And like, you don't have to fall in love with your body. Like that might be impossible for you.
But I think that the more you see it, I think the more you're closer to achieving that neutrality. Because it's not like this
I think dark, that's, you know, probably, I mean, the more you true.
Like, look at your bank account, the less like scared you're going to be of the number because you know what the number is, like how much money you have. And like, the more you can right. like, be familiar and it's less like scary to you. So like, if you like work on, right. I guess slowly, of course, trying to get that neutrality,
Maybe start in a bra and underwear if you're not ready to start fully nude. Yeah. And if that feels weird, wear a bikini, like, around your apartment.
Yeah, I do think that familiarity breeds, like, again, at least neutrality, maybe even, like, starting to be into – because you see the way your body moves. You see what it looks like. Like, there's this – you get exposure to it, and it doesn't become, like, we're, like
– it just becomes more neutral and, like, matter of fact, I think.
Right, unless, like, a big dark secret that you're trying to keep from someone.
And yourself. I think that's a really good idea to do the walking around naked or mostly naked, exposing yourself to, like, your own body, like, not only looking at it for judgment, but just, like, looking at it because it's yours.
Yeah, because it's yours and it's going to be with you, like, forever. So, like, might as well get acquainted.
You can't escape it. It's a good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. I think, you know, I think, as Jared would say, we have solved issues.
That's it. You guys are cured.
Yeah. You guys are good. Go forth on your dates and your hookups and whatever it is.
Yes. And it's okay. Again, I think there's a lot of the confidence. Like, it's okay to not feel confident all the time. Like, I don't think it's like we talk about this. There's not like a binary thing. Like, I'm a confident person or I'm not a confident person. Like, I think even the most confident people have days where they see something or, you know, come across something where they're like, I feel like I could be better than this, or I'm comparing myself to this person. And that's okay. I think that's like very human. I don't think we're going to ever completely get rid of that entirely from anyone's life. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say, I feel like I am a confident person. Like, I don't feel like I struggle to be confident. Like, I can talk in a group.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to, like, you know, introduce my, like, obviously, like, it's not my favorite thing, but, like, mm-hmm. I could do it, you know? And I think that, like, the more, and, but that doesn't mean I don't have days where I feel like, ugh, right. I suck, or, like, you know, or I wish I was more X, or I wish I didn't do Y. Like, those days happen, but, and those, it's not even a day. It's, like, those moments come and go. And it's, like, I agree with what you said earlier that it's like maybe it is good to like sometimes have your ego be slightly humbled. Like, I think that helps you become more confident later because you don't have like maybe you have fewer blind spots.
And I just think that makes you like a human person. I don't think that there is a way to eliminate that entirely. I don't think there's anyone who is completely confident 100% of the time. So like, I don't think the goal should be like, I can never ever feel like insecure. Or I can never ever feel like envious of something that anyone else has. It's more like, this is how I feel about it. Like, this is how I feel right now. It's not going to feel like this forever. And like tomorrow, maybe I'll feel more confident. That's okay.
Right. Right. Maybe something will happen that will make you feel like, oh, maybe like objectively the things I think about myself are wrong.
Because we're always going to always at some point feel that way. So it's more about how we deal with those feelings than like trying to get rid of them 100%.
Exactly. Okay. Again, we solved body image issues. Jordana, thank you so much for helping me solve those issues for everyone today. Where can everyone follow you? Where can they get tickets to the You Up live show if they want more of your amazing advice IRL?
Thank you so much for having me. As you know, I am DST's number one fan. They can follow me at Jordana Abraham. They can follow the You Up podcast at You Up Pod on Instagram. And they can buy tickets to the You Up live show. Sammy, I think we'll probably be there.
I will be there.
Sammy will be there. And so you can meet her. You can meet me at Town Hall in New York City, December 8th, 8 p.m. You can get tickets at betches.co/uuplive21. That's betches.co/uuplive21. It's going to be such a fun show. We're going to have a lot of fun, no matter what your relationship status is, single, dating, relationship, whatever. It's a great time. Married. Great time.
Married. Divorced. Yes. What else could you be? Second marriage.
Whatever it is.
Whatever
all
it is.
All the relationships. Friends with benefits.
Yeah. Maybe bring your friend with benefits exactly. And see what happens. Yeah, that's always good for some drama. Yeah, so follow Jordana. Follow me at Sammy. Follow Diet Starts Tomorrow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. please rate, review, and subscribe, or really just review. Leave us a review if you're enjoying this show. We really appreciate it. That's how you keep the show going. That's how you keep it growing. That's how you get other people to listen to it and to get any advice that might help them if this has helped you. You can write in more Dear DST questions. You can write in your non-scale wins to dst@betches.com. And I think that's it. We are always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.